Hello and welcome to our fourth call of the Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass. So today's chapter, The Glory of the Lord, this chapter holds the bricks for the foundation we're working at building. It holds power and magic. But first, our admin. I just want to remind you that the recording of our calls and a separate recording of the Shift to Love meditation are on the Masterclass Central webpage. So be sure to download those to all your devices so you'll have them. And again, I want to encourage you to use the daily journaling pages of the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook. Please use those every day. Because when you write in those pages, the before, upon waking and before sleep page, you'll not only be supported to use your power, but you also will be shown where you're not using it. So you'll be able to go in and use it then, because it's never too late. You can look back at something that happened in your day and you can infuse that with love energy. It's never too late. And writing in the journal pages will show you where that's happening. So please use the daily journaling pages of the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook and use them every day. Okay, so that's all the admin info I have for you. So let's just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we're so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. We ask that you open the way for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and overcome obstacles in our present. Please just open the way for us to expand our awareness, to sync with that higher consciousness of the divinity within. And please open the way for us to understand and manage our internal energy, raising it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. Please just surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection that deflects negativity. And with each breath, please just fill us with strength, stamina, and love energy that heals in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay, and so, today we're diving deep into the fourth chapter, The Glory of the Lord. But for clarity, this chapter should be called The Power of Our Energetic Vibration. And I love this chapter. It opens the way for such a deeper understanding of the power that we hold within and what that power is. Okay, so Florence begins this chapter by immediately diving into that God power within us and that all life is vibration. Ooh la la, I love this. All life is vibration. Everything is energy. I get excited about this because, as Florence tells us later in the chapter, we have dominion over all things, which translates to we have dominion over energy. And when we have dominion over energy, we get to choose what we want to create. We get to choose what our life looks like, feels like, and is. All we have to do is use this power. And that power is within us. Now, we've talked about the God power before, but in case you missed it, the God power is the energy within us, the divinity within, the vibration of love that is our essence. The God power that is the superconscious higher self. It's the oneness, the wholeness. It's the likeness of God. Because unlike popular belief, we are not separated from God by sin. We're never separated from God, for God is within. We are of His likeness. We are energetic beings of love and light. We're taught that we're human, flesh and bone, and we are. But we're so much more. We're energetic beings that create the reality of the experience of our lives through us. We create experiences and material things through our own energetic vibration. We are the master of our own individual universe of thoughts, emotions, feelings, and experiences. And if we don't like what we're living, we have the power to change it, to improve it. We have the power within us to create a new life and never leave the house to lay a new foundation. It's through the energy within us that an energetic spark produces a thought, which in turn produces an emotion. Our thoughts being the language of our mind and emotions being the language of our body. And combined, they send out magnetic vibrations to our field of potentiality, and from that field of energy manifests the external experience of our reality, both good and bad. The bad being the life experiences that we do not like. Now here's a thought. Florence teaches us of indifference. When events happen, to be able to observe the event and stand in the vibration of none of these things move me. Terrible, horrific things happen on this planet we call home. And when they happen, if we can stand there as the observer, unmoved, not succumbing to the intense emotions of pain, trauma, anger, and the fear of chaos, if we can stand there unmoved, it's here we have dominion. It's in this moment we have the immediate power to improve the situation. Standing there unmoved doesn't mean we don't care. On the contrary, it's through our clarity of thought that the way is opened to create a higher outcome through that energy within us. And even better, when we're able to stand there unmoved, we're no longer influenced by outer world events, sensationalism, trauma. We're no longer influenced by the disturbance of lack, loss, limitation, behavior of other people. They can no longer hurt us because we're vibrating at an energetic frequency that no longer aligns with them. And this isn't denial. This is an expansion of the beautiful light of love within us. An expansion of light over situations and conditions, bringing in the light, and through that light, the darkness must dissipate. Because the darkness cannot exist in the light. The power of the spoken word is the energy behind it. The energy the word is spoken with. The energy that is the spark of thought. Florence tells us in the first paragraph of this chapter that if we haven't received what we've been praying for, the desires of our heart, then we've asked amiss. And what she's saying is the energy we've sent out into the field of potentiality has been of such a low vibratory state that it could not match to the joy of manifesting what we want. asking amiss or not praying aright is about asking and praying from a vibration of fear for something we want that isn't of the vibration of fear. A clear, understandable picture of this is pressing on the gas pedal, asking or praying for something we want while applying the brake, because we're asking or praying from the vibration of fear. The ask and the prayer don't hold the energetic vibration to complete our intention, that goal, and manifesting something new and wonderful. She tells us we combine with what we notice or what we vibrate to. When we're vibrating at a level of fear, of lack, or worry, that's all we can manifest, is more lack or worry. And have you noticed that when we're vibrating in lack or worry, any level of fear actually, that you don't have to go anywhere or do anything for more worry and lack to reach out and smack you? No, you don't have to go get it. It'll come right to you. You can stay home minding your own business and it'll open the door and walk right in. More lack and things to worry about just flow to you effortlessly. So if this statement is true, and it is, if you're existing at an energetic vibration of love, experiences of love will flow to you too. You don't have to chase it down. You don't have to work yourself to a frazzle. Experiences of love, the experiences you wish to be, do, or have, they flow to you effortlessly. And when you want to feel peace within, without anxiety or stress or overwhelm, when you're in that love vibration of peace within your heart, peace flows to you and is your external experience. Sounds like bliss, right? All life is vibration. Our internal vibration creates our life experience. But typically, we live our lives on autopilot without true focus. When we get up in the morning, we walk through the habit of our routine. Sometimes we wake up and allow our mind to relive all our problems. All our problems and disappointments, they just run through our head before we get out of bed. Just how powerful do you think this routine is? Focusing on your problems before you get out of bed, do you think it sets the energetic vibration for your day? We have dominion over both our internal and external affairs. We have dominion over the heavens and the earth. We have the power within us to live happy, prosperous, joy-filled lives. We have the power to heal our mind and our body. Are we using that power? Florence shares so many examples of using our power. One being the example of not feeling appreciated. She tells us to change the feeling and use the statement, God appreciates me, therefore man appreciates me. I appreciate myself. This is a true statement because once you've changed the energy within you to appreciation, those that don't appreciate you can no longer connect with your internal vibration of that deep appreciation for yourself. They can't connect with you anymore, so they can't hurt you. She also tells us that immediately you'll meet with some recognition on the external. You meet with this recognition as an external experience because you change the energy within you. As within, It is without. It's through our internal energy we create our external experience. So when you shift from the belief that you're not appreciated to the full energetic belief that both you and God appreciate yourself, your external experience must change. This is how energy works. So if this is true, this tells us that the feeling of appreciation must begin within us. We must first appreciate ourselves. And Florence maneuvered to that feeling of appreciation through God appreciating us. And God does, for the God part is within us and we are as one. This belief that God appreciates me and I appreciate me moves to a love state of being. It's like being in the vibration of love or fear, never both at the same time. If God appreciates us, then we must appreciate ourselves because we are one and the same. And if we feel we cannot get to that feeling of appreciating ourselves, it's a clear and direct sign that we're holding on to a hidden belief that we're not worthy, not deserving, not good enough for God to appreciate us. But we must remember, we are one with God. There is no separation. We are the likeness of God, and God is worthy. God is deserving. God is good enough. And this is proof that we are worthy, deserving, and good enough because we are one and the same. And there's no ego involved in that. It's just fact. You are one with love and light. Are you choosing to live your life in the light? Or are you subconsciously holding on to the darkness of fear? Because you would never consciously choose to hold to the darkness of fear, right? Florence speaks of the two robbers on the cross, that they stood for the robbers of time. One speaking of the past and one of the future. It's clearer to say, worry of the future. I want to be clear on this concept of time. We feel the pain of the past and we worry about the future based on the painful experiences of the past. So let's look at this. If we weren't feeling the pain of the past, we wouldn't be worrying about the future because we would be living in the generous present moment of now. We would be in the joy of this present moment. And within this moment is the power to create something new and wonderful as our future. We would be feeling the expectation of something wonderful to happen. No trauma and pain of the past, because that part of our lives is over. And even if there is some part of the past that's continuing today, something we have no physical control over, we still have control over how we react. And therein lies our power. If in this moment you're preparing for something wonderful to happen in your future with great expectancy, what do you think will happen? Something that would be in alignment with the excited energy you're feeling now? Something that would magnetize to you? You wouldn't have to go get it, would you? No, it would flow to you like magic. We've talked about the power of forcing our will and that power of our intention being based in fear. It's because we're vibrating in fear that we feel like we have to force it. The fear is why we have to push and work and stress and feel afraid of something not happening. And because of all that fear, we masterfully, powerfully create what we don't want. But when we have singular intention based in love, love only, we don't have to work hard. We don't have to force something to happen. Instead, it simply flows to us. We don't have to force it. We don't have to go get it. With the singular intention of the love vibration, manifestation happens like magic. Jesus fed the multitudes with but a few loaves and fishes. He turned water to wine. He healed the blind. Florence tells us we should have as much confidence managing and focusing the love light energy within us as we do turning on an electric light. Let's think about this. When you flip a light switch, you expect the light to come on, right? You don't hesitate. You don't worry that the light won't work. Heck, when the electricity's off, I don't know about you, but I still flip the light switch fully expecting the light to come on. Of course, when the electricity's off, the light doesn't come on. But the funny thing is, I feel disappointed. Even knowing the electricity was off, I still had the confident knowing that the light would come on when I flipped the switch. So until living in the vibration of love on a 24/7 basis is our normal state of living, we still have to flip our internal switch. We still have to consciously choose, are we going to vibrate in the frequency of love energy, or are we going to indulge in the emotions of the past and vibrate in fear? No matter what your problems are, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the chaos is around you, you have the power within you to consciously choose to be the vibration of love energy, to have that single vision like a cyclops. We have the power within to see our life through the vision of the third eye that sees infinite possibility. The third eye that sees all the possibilities of our field of potentiality. No veil, no curtain, no blocks, no fear. When we consciously choose and allow ourselves to see through the third eye to our limitless field of potentiality, all things are possible. Peace, joy, material things, love experiences. That peace within our heart becomes a tangible place where there is no doubt, no insecurity, no worry, anger, no desperation, no anxiety, no overwhelm, no stress, only love, peace, joy, happiness, prosperity. What do you want to experience? What do you want your life to feel like? What do you want it to look like? What do you want? Creating and living your fulfilled square of life is your birthright. No matter what your life looks like right now, no matter where you live, no matter what you have or have not done in your life, your birthright is to experience the joy of your square of life fulfilled and everything in between. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all right things shall be added unto you. This means we must choose to believe we are as one with God. We must consciously choose to be the love vibration, the love vibration of the highest order, as one with God, where we experience the oneness, the wholeness of being free from fear. For we are the very essence of God. We are one in His likeness. We are love of the highest order. When we consciously choose to be this vibration of love, experiences that were our normal daily life, that were uncomfortable, they are no more. For what was normal for fear is not normal for love. And the experience of our external life changes because we changed from within. We've ousted fear and breathed into the space of oneness, sinking, connecting with the superconscious higher self of the God part within. And Florence tells us, the light of the body is the inner eye or imaging faculty. If therefore thine eye be single, you are seeing only one power, one plan, and one planner. Your body and affairs will be full of light. This inner radiance is invisible power and dissolves anything not divinely planned. It dissolves all appearance of disease, lack, loss, or limitation. It dissolves adverse conditions or any weapon that is formed against you. This light is the vibration of love, the love of the divinity within. So let's shift that energy within to the higher vibration of love through the shift to love meditation. Okay, so let me just get that started here. So get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap, and close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a deep breath, we come together as one with singular intention to shift our vibration to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And with a deep breath, we begin by consciously choosing to be the love vibration. And with another deep breath, we embrace gratitude for the opportunity to be the love vibration. And now repeat after me. I accept that I am a divine being of love and light. As one with the divinity within. And repeat after me. I accept what my life is in this moment. I accept that I have the power within me to create a higher outcome and improve my life. I commit to using my power from this state of love. And repeat after me. I consciously choose to understand adversity and see it as feedback to achieve a higher outcome. And repeat after me. I pray from a state of gratitude, having already received. I trust that I am loved and the divinity always has my back. I love my body and who I am. It's one with the divinity within. And now I integrate all this love. embrace this love within me and set a firm intention to live my life from the vibration of love. Let me now express the divine idea in my mind, body, and affairs. And we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. And just allow yourself to feel roots coming down from your feet into Mother Earth, traveling down through her soils, water, the rocks, the clay, all the way down to her center, to wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you in that beautiful love energy at the center of Mother Earth. And with a deep breath, just pull that love healing energy back up through the roots, back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And just embrace that love energy. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So it's time to release the need to hold on to the robbers of life, the pain of the past, and the worry of the future. Today is the day to consciously choose to be the vibration of love, love of the highest order, to accept what your life is in this moment and accept that you have the power within you to create something new and wonderful. No more anxiety, no more overwhelm, no more stress, only love, only light. Turn on the light switch and the darkness of the fear you've been holding on to will disappear, for the darkness cannot exist in the light. And through this light, you can see clearly what you truly want as the experience of your life. You begin the energetic spark of thought, and you feel the emotions of being, doing, and having the desires of that thought. Your thought sends out an energetic vibration to the universe, and the excited expectancy of the emotions and feelings of having what you're thinking of, what you're focusing on, it magnetizes to you. And the manifestation of that thought becomes the reality of your external experience. You have the power within you. You are truly limitless. Okay, so let's recap. Through the vibration of love, we have the power within us to heal our bodies. Florence talked about the woman who had boils from anger. If you're living in the love vibration, there is no anger, so there can be no boils. If you're living in the vibration of love, there is no criticism. So there is no hurting of the bones and the joints. We have a better understanding now that we have the power within us to create and live our version of heaven on earth, our divine plan, our fulfilled square of life, and everything in between. We aren't now, and never have been, separated from God by sin, for we are as one. We now have a clear understanding that observing the chaos around us through indifference supports us to achieve a state of consciousness in which our outer world has no influence on us. Therefore, we can be in complete at-one-ment with the God power within, the divine mind. It's been clearly laid out for us. Praying and asking aright is praying and asking from love, not from fear. How do we ask and pray from love when we're drowning in fear? We consciously choose to be the love vibration and have fear towed out of its parking space in our brain, body, and affairs. No more fear. You have the power within you to consciously choose to live the life your heart longs for. The life that is free of lack, limitation, worry, anxiety, overwhelm, and stress. Stop the habit of living in fear. Consciously choose to live your life from the vibration of love as one with the divinity within you, and the darkness of fear can no longer exist. Fear can no longer manifest the reality of your life. Love will manifest the reality of your life, and then before you know it, you're living your version of heaven on earth, your square of life fulfilled. Remember who you are, a spark of the divinity within. You are love. You are light. You are limitless. You are one with the God power, the divinity within. So before we complete, your homework is to read the next chapter, Peace and Prosperity. And I've already added the audio of the chapter to the Masterclass Central webpage. So that's already there for you. So be sure to put into practice what we've been discussing. Consciously choose to be the love vibration. Change your daily routine to support you to be this love vibration. When you wake up, choose love instead of inventorying your problems and worries. Infuse your problems and worries with love. Shift them from fear to love, and they will manifest as love experiences as your external reality. Write in your Game of Life manifesting playbook every day. Whether you're using the paperback playbook or you're writing in a blank notebook, using that playbook PDF as your guide, write in your journal. Use that before sleeping and upon waking pages. Use them. They will support you to know when you're using your power and when you aren't. Okay, so this completes our class.